For 91.9 KVCR, I'm Megan Jamerson. Environmental and community groups reached a $47 million settlement last week after over 5 years of legal battles with the developer of the Moreno Valley World Logistics Center project. The agreement requires solutions aimed at reducing environmental harms through the electrification of the site, equipment, and trucks, plus other community benefits. When completed, the logistics center is expected to be one of the largest in the world, sitting at a size of 700 football fields. Aruna Prabhala, senior staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, was part of the legal effort, and she joins me now. Aruna, thank you for being here. You've said this kind of agreement should be the bare minimum for warehouse developers. What do you mean by that? And more broadly, what does this settlement mean for the communities here who breathe some of the dirtiest air in the country?
Thanks, Megan. I'm really excited to talk about this settlement because we really feel it's a landmark achievement that will set a new baseline for what warehouses can and should do to deal with the tremendous impacts they have around the surrounding community. A lot of times when we challenge these warehouse projects, which seem to proliferate more and more throughout the Inland Empire, we hear from developers or cities and counties, oh, that's just not possible. They can't do the electrification of the forklifts. They can't do electric trucks. They can't do more solar power. They can't provide air and noise filtration units to surrounding communities. It's just too expensive. It's just too infeasible. And what I think this settlement really shows is those arguments no longer hold water. Warehouses can do this, and they must do this, because the communities in this area are facing tremendous impacts from these projects. The air that they breathe, their communities, their roads, they're now crowded by trucks. And if these projects are going to move forward and continue to operate in these communities, they need to do at a bare minimum the things that have been agreed to through this settlement. And we hope that it won't require litigation, that cities and counties will step up and the developers themselves will step up and show that they care about their communities that they exist in and do everything they can to limit the impacts that the communities have to bear from these projects.
And this settlement is not just about those community benefits reducing emissions on site. There's also these $1,000 grants for community members to buy electric vehicles and $4 million for conservation efforts in the nearby San Jacinto wildlife area. Why was it important to include those provisions?
Sure. So while we were, you know, focused on what could be done on the project site to reduce its impacts, we're very aware that these warehouse developments, the impacts are felt not within just the corners of the project site, but the surrounding community. And that's true both for the people communities as well as wildlife and ecosystems. And the nearby San Jacinto wildlife area is a biodiversity hotspot that's incredibly important to a whole variety of endangered plant and species, particularly bird species like the California golden eagle, tricolor blackbird, burrowing owls. And so while we tried and worked very hard to limit the impacts on site from the project to the San Jacinto wildlife area through light and noise restrictions, we felt that additional funds to help bolster and protect the San Jacinto wildlife area and potentially expand it and provide more wildlife connectivity were really important and a necessary part to get us to agree to a settlement here.
Then talk to me, if you will, about the timing of this settlement and the expectations it's going to set for green energy requirements going forward, especially since some of our listeners will know that the region's Air Quality Management District will be voting on a rule later this week that aims to usher in electrification of trucks at some 3,000 warehouses, and there continues to be some industry opposition to that rule.
So we've been closely watching the Air Quality Management District's regulatory process and are hopeful that they'll make the right decision and adopt that plan. We're hopeful that the settlement provides further momentum and support for the new plan that pushes for more electrification of trucks by showing that it's possible and necessary. The future of warehouse logistics in the Inland Empire needs to be heading towards electrification, both on site with forklifts and other appliances on site and with the trucks that bring the goods to those warehouses. So this settlement is one step in that direction, and we're hopeful that the Air Quality Management District will continue stepping in that direction.
That's Aruna Prabhala, Senior Staff Attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. And for KVCR News, I'm Megan Jamerson.